They say this is a big rich town. I just come from the poorest part. Bright light city life, I gotta make it. This is where it goes down. I just happen to come up hard. Legal or illegal, baby, I gotta make it.
I never took a straight path nowhere. Life's full of twists and turns, bumps and bruises. I live, I learn. I'm from that city full of yellow cabs and skyscrapers. It's hard to get a start in these parts without paper. Homie, I grew up in hell, a block away from heaven. That corner ain't 15 minutes, it move a 7. Pure snow, bag it, then watch it go. Occupational options, get some blow or some hoes. Shoot the ball or the strap, learn the rap or the jack.
Alright, we back, everybody. We back. Once again, another power episode. I'm going to come to you last, Art.
This time. Right on, baby. We got time to think.
Where can everybody hit you up at?
Janae Sweetie Pie on Twitter and on Instagram, or Janae Wallach on Facebook.
Lexi, you don't want nobody hitting you up?
Not at all.
At all.
That's fine. That's fine. You can hit us up on our email, straightoilc@gmail.com. We got 5 emails here, 1 voicemail.
That's funny.
So it's straightoilc on Twitter, straight out lowcast fan page on Facebook.
Art. Mr. Shivers 3 on Instagram. Arthur Shivers the 3rd, Facebook. Look me up. Holla at me.
Good job, babe. Right. Right.
Look, we potentially may have a sponsor too for the podcast.
Yes.
This specific podcast.
Yes. That's because you were on the news this morning. So you remembered. We got to continue.
Y'all may have to continue the relation when if this money comes in.
Yeah.
Somebody wants to continue this.
If they could only hear the stuff that we talk about leading up to the start of the podcast, because that's where the show is really
right.
Right.
All right. This first one is from my man Ronald Taylor. This is a voicemail. I'm going to play it for y'all, but when y'all hear it on. Y'all listeners are here. I'm gonna actually just put the audio, embed the audio in the show at this part. So,
yo, straight out of Lowcast, your boy BTG. So look, I got a question. So, well, I'm gonna ask the question later, but I gotta admit something. So, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I think Angela Titties is cool. Like, y'all gotta leave Angela Titties alone. They solid. I understand that her nipples is out there, like. I get it. They don't really understand personal space. They take up a lot of personal space. They out there. And she got the karate body. But, I mean, she cute, though. You know, you got to give her that. She's terrible at hide-go-seek. She can't hide shit. But she's cute. You know what I'm saying? Her titties is cool. Like, they you know, you could palm them. You know? So, you know, they solid. Like, come on, bro. Not all titties matter, but hers do. Hers is cool, and I know they show them like every episode. You know, let her live. Now the question I have is, how long do you think power can last? I mean, with ghosts hopping in and out of the game, you know, and niggas is dying. If not every episode, every other episode, niggas is going down like main characters. You know, so how long do you think? You know, power can last. Do you think ghosts die and they switch up and give someone else the, you know, the lead role or something like that? Bring in a new person? Like, you know, because I'm thinking if they can give us 2 or 3 more seasons, I could put this up there with a classic. Like, this could be up there with, like, New York Undercover. I think this is a solid-ass show. But if they give us some more, I might have to put it in the Hall of Fame. So what do y'all think personally? Power can do. How long do you think they could last? You know what I mean? All right, it's Bailey the Great, your boy BTG. I'm out.
All right, my man,
crime.
Bader, man, good looking on that, man.
Yeah, that was
all
great,
titties
man.
Matter, man.
Yeah, all titties matter, man. Hashtag.
Wait a minute. What's
I'm
a
trying to
body?
Figure out.
What's a karate body?
Mm-hmm. Karate
that?
Body.
Yeah, I don't know what
he's,
that is.
I think he's saying basically like her legs is real strong and like the upper torso is kind of like
she's
kind of skinny.
Is that karate body?
Not, yeah, like someone
I was
like,
thinking like Bruce Lee.
That's what
Bruce
I'm talking about. Like he's real thin, but his legs are super strong though.
They still look like twigs.
But they super strong.
But our Bruce's
nipple. Definition?
But our Bruce's
no,
nipple.
No. But you see Bruce's legs? His legs is cut the fuck
all
off.
Nipples created equal. All
for,
nipples
all
matter.
That I asked was, are his nipples the same
just
size
say all
as
nipples.
Angela's? Is that what he's saying?
No, I don't think
that Angela has Bruce Lee nipples.
No, that's not what he said. He said she had very palmable breasts.
palmable. That's what men say. As long as it's a handful.
That's true.
Yeah, that's nice. That's
no, you ain't hear him say y'all nipples handful. Matter.
All nipples matter. Hashtag. I'm trying to see if we get that on t-shirt or something.
You know, power all nipples matter. The edge of all nipples matter. Nipples and they have matter. Her titty like right below it. Like her titty no, like power no. right below it.
No. Okay. You know, they can go to power. Let's answer the what
question. What was his question?
Oh, he said how long y'all think power can go?
I don't know. I'm right there with you, Lex. I'm thinking 5-6 seasons because I don't know how much more I can take.
I can't.
Honestly, my blood pressure every week, yeah, I feel like I be, I'm on edge.
I mean, Kane is so ruthless, man. I mean, it might go 10 seasons, man.
I mean, like who Seinfeld. Helps the old lady carry her bag up to her Kanan. Apartment?
Kanan.
And then
Kanan.
Gets her in there.
Kanan. And then kills her. Kanan. Cold blood. Kanan.
Kanan. I mean, and she was old. I'm like, you don't got no grandma.
Now, by
you
me being the most relatable to grandma, Kanan.
You don't got nothing.
Like, I don't condone killing old ladies.
So you think he killed his own blood. You think he got any limits for anything?
Nah,
you should know he don't care about nothing.
I felt like with Sean, though, it was like he felt like Sean like flipped on him.
It don't matter. That's still your blood, though. Maybe you might have set him up with somebody else. Like, maybe he may have set up somebody else to set up to kill him. Like,
because he can't
you,
do it himself.
Or no,
yeah,
you do it. You would do it yourself. If you do it yourself,
said, you don't deserve it.
And you kill yourself. You don't give a fuck about nobody.
Yeah, you set him to kill.
Like, he didn't even give a care about the fact that he was on the track of doing something better with his life. Like,
nothing.
He was just like,
he was like, I'm about
you could have made it
to
the you could have made it to the NBA, but you didn't.
Right.
So I don't want to have nothing to do with
what
you.
What a terrible father. I mean, that's just like...
I'm sorry. So
y'all
maybe
think this
it's
could
this
be y'all think this could be considered a classic show?
I think so.
I think it's possible.
I think so, yeah.
I think it is possible.
I mean, it's got everything that it needs.
I'm still on the fence.
No, I don't think... This ain't going to get nowhere close to The Wire.
I don't feel like
The Wire
it's
is
the Wire.
Is the gold standard.
I don't know that
no,
it's
I never watched The Wire.
If you all have listened to this podcast...
Oh!
I
no. come by the crib and get the DVDs.
Nah. I don't need nothing.
That's how much
y'all
want.
I don't need nothing else in my life, man.
No, 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 no.
We don't have time
look,
for nothing.
No, no, no. The Wire, you will make time to watch this.
That's what I don't need to make time for nothing else.
Okay,
man.
If you are an avid listener of
it's
so
good
podcast, for philosophy. Then you know that he his precedence is The Wire.
Yeah. It's the best TV show of all time.
Okay.
Like by far, I mean, not by far. Maybe Breaking Bad is up there too.
That is their
but
opinion.
The Wire is the no. That ain't my opinion. That's what it is.
You see,
oh, here we go.
Cold hard.
Look, man, because The Wire goes across every aspect of life, man. From education to cops to drug dealers to
we
like sanitation people.
Power,
I know, but I'm just saying how great The Wire is. The power can't get there though, unless they get into political.
How many
stuff.
Seasons was
six? No, five seasons.
Seasons. Okay.
Yeah, five seasons.
And he got every DVD.
Yep,
show.
I got him. You can come
and
get
him.
She started season three though.
For the record, I just like to throw this out.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Sweetie Pies has been on already for six seasons. I'm just throwing it out there.
It's past The Wire. You said it's better than The Wire.
Hold on, hold on. I'm not trying to make no comparison.
Hold on, that's
sweet. I'm just trying to make no comparison.
That's
apples
and
oranges.
Yeah, but how many
seasons.
Episodes do y'all have per year?
I don't know, like six at least this season.
Yeah, The Wire has like 13 episodes.
Season has 13. The first one had 12. I mean, it goes back and forth. Goes back and forth. I'm just letting you know it's been six.
All right, we're back at power.
Keep going. Okay. Keep going.
All right, next email is from Jenny.
Are you
she
flexing?
Says,
what we
said? Are you flexing?
Sometimes I wish we could record this because
like,
they would
no,
believe
I think
we
I'm going to try to set the video.
We might have to.
I'm going to get the video set up next week, I think.
Let's get to business.
Yeah,
what
yeah,
is
yeah.
This? What are we on?
All right. So this one's for Jenny. She says, hey, love you all with the show.
Love you
this
too,
this is
Jenny.
One of the most hilarious recaps of Power on any show.
Funny.
I want to see you all do a lot of other show recaps as well because I would just tune in to strictly see the recap. I may not even watch the show.
But no, Jenny.
I'm all about it. Are you all thought about doing anything with Empire, I would love to hear you
ooh,
all do that.
Oh,
you
know, Lord. I can't watch this show,
Jenny.
Jenny,
if you have listened to my podcast,
I
bailed out
like
Empire.
Yeah,
last
I am too, man.
I just one day I just rolled over and
I ain't watching
it
no more.
Look,
I need to. It's probably the same episode. It's probably the same episode.
But we still watch it together, though, because it's something for us to do together.
I can't watch that.
I feel like Empire is a good, like, couple.
Ridiculous
you can
show.
Sit down and
no,
watch
it's
it together.
That's I bet out on Scandal with Lexi.
I love Scandal,
I can't watch that
I'll do Grey's Anatomy. I'll do Scandal.
Why don't y'all just do a series recap show together?
I'm just telling you. Women watch. We watch like
too much TV.
Why don't y'all do a Shonda Rhimes recap show where y'all just recap all the like, shows are one thing, though. That's not hating. Y'all take 15 minutes for each little show per week for the Shyamalan Rhymes.
That's fine. And we can do that. Now I'm trying to get my cousin, who's the assistant director, on those shows.
Exactly. That's perfect.
Shoot it to them. Get some stuff. Maybe they can back it up. Maybe they can back it up.
Give you some promo. Y'all can go to the premieres and stuff. I don't have to go to that. That's cool. Take her out of town with you.
I love them. Every time that we go to one show,
he know really well girl will be there. And he always like a little
kid. He's going to be right there on your arm. No, don't be mad because you know what? If you ask us to do our own show and we steal your shine, people right there.
Here we go. This person is somebody going to steal my shine. Only a woman told me they're going to steal. I've been doing this for 3-4 years. They're going to come in on the first episode.
Right. First podcast, are you stealing the shine? What's the next email, Dura? Right on, Jenny. Keep listening. We appreciate you.
We love you, Jenny. All right. We love you.
Next email.
We're ambitious people.
Yeah.
Shoot, famous L. He goes
right
by.
Now with our own talk
famous
show.
L. He says, hey, Art, are you the same Art from
How they asking Art special questions?
Let me talk to Famous.
Go ahead.
Hater?
Go ahead.
Are you the same Art from the Hoodie Awards? Just was trying to correct everything, connect everything together.
Peace. Now you got a fan club.
Nah, that's my partner. Yeah, man, it's me, dog. Hoodie Awards, baby.
No, he's like, oh, no, man. He's like, I'm getting emails, too.
That's my partner, man. What's that Famous? Yeah, it's me, OG, man. Appreciate
your name all mad because ain't nobody says that your name for Sweetie Pie. Listen, ain't nobody sent one email.
If anybody would like to send me a personal email.
What?
You can send them through my inbox.
Hold on. You going outside? No. They need to send all the emails to us.
Okay, wait. Send them to Daryl. But you can ask me personal questions, too. Art isn't the only one that should have shine on the show. Are you really looking at me like
Is you a hater or no? I mean, damn.
I'm happy for you, baby.
He got one email.
Need to be emailing me. And Famous don't email my woman. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, Famous might be like, what the hell?
But that's what he go by. That's my partner, though. But you know what I'm saying? She don't need no more inboxes. Yeah. Through the podcast. But yeah.
I thought he may have mailed him too.
He must know me. He's
probably
OG.
That's what's
y'all
happening.
Y'all probably hung out in Vegas.
Maybe.
He was there for the hoodie.
Maybe.
Y'all probably did. Popping bottles with Steve Harvey.
And Mayweather.
That was prior to Janae.
Okay.
Going
all right, let's talk about the next email.
PTJ.
Right.
The next email from Nicole Thomas. She says, I represent everything that you all are doing. I really, really love it. I'm all the way over in France, and I watch Power actually through a box. I think it's probably some kind of module.
Okay.
So I haven't get to watch it till Wednesdays, but I actually listened to you all's recap before I listened to the show. I'm actually from Somalia, but I moved to France a few years ago for college. I really, really love what you all are doing. And I just appreciate what you all have going on. This is funny and it's a great podcast.
She is so sweet.
Right on, Cole. Woo woo.
Congratulations you. Going Cole to school Thomas, in France.
Yeah.
And from Somalia.
Yeah, we're going to come out there and visit you in France.
Hey, Nicole, did you change your name? I wonder if she changed her name to make it more like. Maybe it could be. Because her name was Nicole Thomas. So, I mean, I don't know.
That would be fun to go to France to go visit Nicole. And then we could do like a, you know. Yeah. We ain't really going to have the same year, but we only like a couple months apart.
A couple months.
So we could go on like our first 5 year. We could go visit Nicole.
We could.
And we could go to Paris. Lots of love.
Yeah,
France.
Lots of love.
That
is a citizen prison of lots of love.
I'm telling you, I want to.
I ain't trying to go to Asia though.
Oh
y'all
my
can
God,
go everybody
we could,
y'all just,
we could do a couples trip every year. And then we could do like a, I don't know.
Y'all with Asia.
What?
I'm not going to Asia.
Why? Oh my God.
I'm not going there.
I want to hear this.
Because, I don't know what they...
No, I'm fine.
People like to go off on tangents. No, real quick. Not just because of the food, man. Because I don't be trusting what they be...
No, they got a lot of American food on, man.
Nah, they be whipping up some dogs and cats and stuff, man.
I've
been watching some of them shows.
Like Japan and
all
these
ones.
One of my best friends, shout out to Boogie, man. Boogie, my boy Boogie is in China, man.
Shout out to Boogie, yeah, right on.
He's
but I can't go to Asia.
I don't know.
I don't know. And then, like,
but this is the thing, though. Like, the same way that we eat chicken is the same way that they in some other countries do eat dog.
I don't eat that, though. You feel me?
But you just don't know what it even tastes like. It could taste like chicken.
But I ain't trying to be on my whole vacation and my stomach stomach upset because I done ate some dog, somebody's little dog.
You don't even know that.
I won't know. I won't miss it.
We gonna be
you can't miss
what
you never had.
No, but just don't eat no meat then.
Be
just
a vegetarian.
Eat only noodles and rice.
Or just lay my black ass in the States.
Option.
Can we talk about the show?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We got more emails. That happened today. The information show.
We got one more email. I love these emails. Oh, they listened to us last week. They responded.
We was hyped last week. We happy a couple of people got knocked off. We felt kind of happy about that.
Yeah, that was a,
this from this from AD. He says, "Hey, y'all funny as a motherfucker, man." Yeah, he said straight up, "I almost took my car over though 2 weeks ago and y'all was fighting all over the power stuff."
Oh my god.
Me and my girl was at, y'all got me and my girl in a conversation over Angela's titties, man. He said this is breaking up homes. Angela's titties is breaking up homes.
Hey, shout out to Angela's
titties.
Shout
out to me, AD. This AD listen to our regular podcast all the time.
Titties.
AD listened to our podcast too, like BTG, right though. AD said he's breaking up homes.
A girl makes one comment about somebody's titties.
And you gotta go
and I said that I thought she had nice boobs, she just had big nipples. A lot of women have large
you
nipples.
Went in on her titties.
I did not go
no,
in
no.
On...
You did it the first time on the low, you was like, and her titties.
Man,
and
whatever.
It went on the undercut on the first.
A well endowed woman. She's
exactly.
A flat chested little. Okay, I don't see what the hoopla is over her titties. She ain't got nothing.
I mean,
really.
She got titties.
I think we were defending
the titties. Yeah, we ain't defending the titties.
With two sets of double and triple D.
No, I got it. But no, but what we saying, that's like a dude pulling up in a Bentley.
Because a
Corolla. He'd be like, well, fuck your Corolla. But well, damn, man, I just bought this bad boy. It's a nice Corolla.
It's a brand new Corolla.
It's grand new.
But see, the thing, I'm going to tell y'all the reason why they had to cast a person that had medium-sized titties.
Why?
Because if her titties was too big, they would overshadow everything. For it'd be a porn.
They not medium.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, no,
like,
no,
let's,
no.
Like, if she just had some bodacious titties,
overshadow her, he's right, because dudes would be like, damn
you know what my question is, how come Lala ain't been back on
naked
the entire season? I'm not talking about naked, I'm not talking about nothing. I like Lala.
I mean, Carmelo's probably like, look at you, ain't
you still remember that
shit.
No,
Carmelo's probably mad.
Now you think about the
no,
naked.
Carmelo was mad about that. I'm telling you why.
Why are you concerned with the naked?
Because Carmelo. Why is
Carmelo? Because Carmelo's mad already because Kevin Garnett said his wife tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios.
What?
He told him, like, on the court, like, your wife tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios.
No, he did not.
On the court, yeah. While they playing. No!
Does that mean she healthy too?
No, that's. And it kept, like, I mean, he said it kept moving. It kept it moving, like.
How did people hear that? Didn't nobody hear it, that?
You can go to a game. If you sit courtside, you can hear, like, you can hear what the coach is saying.
Yeah,
and somebody walked by and said, your wife tastes like. And I said, hey, man, your wife tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios. Yeah, so look, look, if somebody in the art center, like,
damn,
tweet, right?
Tweet.
Like, hey, somebody
KG said,
on the interiors. And then there was some reporters sitting there.
We're not dedicating an entire show to Angela's boobs again.
Not at all.
Man, and Angela's
boobs. Let's talk about all
the
stuff that happened in the show.
I appreciate everyone loving our conversation around Angela's nipples.
You started it, though.
Yeah, you started it.
But let's talk about
people had to call. People had to email and call in. Actually send in voicemails to defend Angela's breasts.
Right,
let's talk about how those making bad decisions as a gangster.
I mean, I just don't understand.
The dumbest drug dealer ever. How did he get this far? How did he get this far?
I think
behind every man, or next to, I should really say, instead of behind, even though I know the way that the saying goes, stands a good woman, okay? Well, Angela ain't no good woman for him. He was doing good when he had Tasha.
Yeah.
And so then he made the switch up, and so now his stuff is falling apart because you got to have the right woman standing next to you to be able to make those moves, whether you in the drug game, whether you is professional, whether it's whatever. Mm. Angela is not the right woman for him.
I mean, well, let's think about
this. She is, though. She's going to boss up.
Well, let's think about this. He first wanted to, this whole thing started because he first wanted to get out the game in the first place.
Right.
It's like that's overshadowing all the decisions he's making. Not to mention the fact, it's kind of interesting since you said that, how all of a sudden Angela's ready just to turn on him and not have his back at
already.
All. And
already
Tasha continually already is back.
And Tasha is still right there even after seeing the separation papers.
You know why? After Tasha ain't got no other options. Okay.
That's not what it is.
No, let's be honest.
That's not
none of the options she got.
Tasha got all that bread that she been putting
aside. They gonna take the bread. They gonna take all that bread.
If he go to jail,
they take everything. No, when a drug dealer gets locked, they take everything you got. Everything in your kids' IRAs, all that stuff is snatched. They assume that all that comes from that money.
Everything that was obtained.
Tasha probably got that money in all types of other people's names, all types of different places, all types of where.
She know how to move money.
She know how to move money.
Be real.
She know how to move money.
I don't know.
Money.
I'm just saying, Tasha, y'all sleep on the fact that Tasha is very, very more cunning than y'all believe, though. The fact that she know what she got popped.
No. Yeah, she's very more cunning than you believe, which means she knows how to cover this
But
stuff.
She is also loyal to the T when it comes to ghosts. She also loyal.
I think she needs a man.
I'm sitting up here at a dinner with you and Milan, or whatever he said his name was, at the table. But I'm sitting here at dinner with you, and I know something's up, and I got my kids here, and I'm still going to make sure everything's all good, and I'm keeping it cool because that's what my role is. I know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, Ghost was doing good when he still had Tasha in his corner. What he made a mistake with was he did not figure out a way to bring Tasha along with what it was that he had going on with Truth. Because had he done that and still even just dabbled his foot a little bit in it just to keep Tasha still this much happy,
and the same thing would have kept Tommy happy too.
Yeah, and it would have kept Tommy happy. He went.
he could have been like Tommy. You just
behind
he could have been like,
he didn't want to dabble in it a little bit.
It didn't matter though.
But see, that's the thing, though. He was too deep. You need to at least stay 20-30%
You need to stay at least
10. But he wanted. But the problem is, he wanted to control everything and shut everything down because he wanted to. He controlled most of it with Tommy. So he figured when I'm done, Tommy needs to be done too.
Yeah.
He could have been like, Tommy, you run
it.
You look, I'm gonna run it 30%. I come in on a big meetings with you, don't we doing some big boy stuff?
Yeah, he should let Tommy have it.
And you can do that. But he wanted,
He wanted to tell Tommy, you can't really be around the clubs like that, but you also can't do this. But you've been had enough money. You should have been saving. You can't tell me what to do.
Right.
Like Tommy's saying now, that's why Tommy mad, because Ghost want to control everybody, but you making bad decisions.
Mm-hmm. Right. You can't.
I mean, and they kind of making that evident, like the conversations that Tommy and Ghost are having.
And then just like what you heard
decisions.
Right now with.
So yeah.
You chew it up.
Yeah, no. So I mean, you know, it's rough out here for Ghost, man. Every time I see him, he, you know, that money and all that, man. He living a rough life, man. That boy, I mean, he got some nice suits and stuff.
He got some nice suits, man.
But that's just too much, man. I don't even want them.
He need a new girl, man. I'm telling you, he
just
need to be like, you know.
But the thing is, you can't just choose any girl. That's what y'all be.
Not any girl. I'm just saying any girl. We just need. I just need to start from rock bottom. I need to go. I need to go on Tinder or something. I need to go on Plenty of Fish. Or like eHarmony. I just need to start all over, man.
Get him a good one. They still in the car.
I just need to start all over from the bottom. Like I'm just start all over. Just this because you know sometimes you got to refocus as a dude.
Yeah, you do.
Like, all right, you feel me though, man? Maybe this is me and Art side of podcast, the man's podcast.
Okay.
You know, you feel with too many women at one point,
and then you
got to decompose and go down at a base level to get yourself right.
Yeah.
That's what
he needs to do, man. Like, separate yourself.
That's a lot. Do you, Art, know what I'm saying?
In other words,
you can have two. You could be living two lives with two women on. You got to go back to base level.
Like Art Kelly.
Again.
He got a marriage and a you know, a babysitter.
Yeah, right.
Marriage and a babysitter.
Man, you know.
But I mean, he needs to.
I mean, he got a new
kid.
He trying to settle down.
She's 19.
I heard she was really 15.
And her mom is like our age.
That's crazy.
And she'd be at the club, but she'd be just happy. Just this mom, like, my baby came up.
She came up.
I had you like 17.
She done waited for us.
You didn't came up.
It's all types of sad.
Okay. It is sad.
But Ghost is the dumbest drug.
Yeah, no, like he's not smart, man. Like in them
senses. It all starts with the woman that you have, and Tasha has shown herself to be. She's shown herself to be loyal, and now look at what he got her into with Milan walking in her front door with her children at the table, and you just in there, but you want to make sure Angela cool. But now Tasha and your kids are in trouble. I'm over.
That's why he didn't go back to baseline with no chicks.
No, he thought he was gonna leave this game, leave Tasha behind, go get a better woman so you can. That's like some.
Thank you. Thank you. It's not going to go over.
You know, goodwill because the Lord does not like us.
The Lord does not like us. That happens every day.
It happens all the time.
Grass is greener, baby. People be thinking, man.
I ain't saying it's right, but it happens every day.
It happens every day, man.
Every day, man. Every day.
Because you want to make sure you want to go get this more lighter, bitch.
Yeah.
I ain't saying that. Y'all getting a little bit racial now.
Yeah. I didn't say that.
But no, she said it. But you agree. You, this
and
is
I
you
do.
Right.
You call her white every week.
I didn't call her. She is, though.
No, she's not. She's Hispanic.
I'm not about to
Valdez. Valdez.
I'm Hispanic. Let's just chime on in. Come on.
Okay, you know what?
Janae wants a private email. Hit Janae
on
private.
I'm
Hispanic
listeners. Listen, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. If someone was looking at Angela that did not know that she was of Hispanic descent,
I could tell
they would look
Hispanic.
At her and I couldn't.
I could.
I wouldn't be able to say
that. I could tell she's Hispanic.
I would not be able
to
say
that.
I wouldn't be able to tell that. She
no,
can
no.
pass.
Yes,
all
can.
I'm saying,
she
all
can pass,
them,
but I look
but
at
that's
she
what
Hispanic.
I'm saying. So when I say white, I'm saying white because visually that is what I see. I'm not saying it because
whatever
else.
Her sister don't look.
Well, you know, you're right.
No, her sister.
Yeah, you know what, you're right, because I kind of think Tommy a black man. I don't come. He got the box haircut. He kind of talk ruthless. Yeah, Tommy, brother.
Tommy
Black.
You know what Tommy is? His mama white. We ain't never seen his daddy.
Yeah, he, I think
we
he
never seen
mixed.
His daddy.
Tommy
said he
mixed.
Never knew. You said we
yeah,
never seen
Tommy's
daddy. Tommy
I quit.
You ain't never seen Drake.
I quit the podcast.
Janae quit. So give me all her emails. All her emails are murder to me. No, I'm just kidding.
Janae already, man, you already got one email. Somebody trying to figure out who he was.
That's my partner, man. She makes sure
he
got no friends.
He probably had his friends in a damn email.
Probably me.
We got no emails.
What do y'all think about a situation with Kanan killing the old woman?
Oh, that was rough.
What was it?
Yeah, that's rough, man. Kanan is a real ruthless guy.
I can't deal with it. I can't.
Yeah, he kind of over the top with it. They kind of making him like, he is over the top with his. Like, I don't appreciate them making him to be so ruthless. They could have done. She could at least been like in her 40s or something. They had to make a killer. You helping the old lady move the bags upstairs. You know, then, oh, baby, I seen you when you was a baby.
He was hitting on
her. Man. I don't know, y'all. I mean, Kanan, my dude, man. He ruthless. I wonder what he was in that house for, though.
They should have had it.
Who house was that?
Yeah, I needed that to be a two-hour episode.
It's something
in
that wall.
In that wall. He said something about a history lesson. I was going to get some.
One of y'all.
I thought it was a history lesson. He said a history lesson, so, you know. It is what it is. Yeah, that was rough.
I think you were right, though, D. When we was watching it, you said you think that Ghost probably killed somebody in there or something and Kanan covered it up for him. I think that's what it is.
It's a bullet in that wall.
There's a bullet.
It's a bullet in that wall. That's where it's coming. It's something like
the
in
wall,
that wall.
But I'm like,
and you know,
all
and
behind
you,
it.
But murders are never, there's no statute of limitations on murder. You can find,
I mean,
you can get caught up on murder 23
years. You think they pulled the bullet out that wall?
No, but it's a...
You
it's
think
a,
maybe it happened in the well, apartment
it,
next door?
It might have been the apartment next door.
No,
man,
no,
that might
it was
be
behind
it.
The Jesus picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it might have been the apartment
but
next door.
But my thing is, if it was the apartment next door and something happened, well, maybe they covered it up. Mm-hmm. And so they just don't know who died. You
and
know?
Maybe with the bullet went through the other side, but nobody... Mm-hmm. And then maybe they coughed it up or something, though, on the other side and everything.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
We shall see.
I want to see Jukebox come back.
But I'm like,
Jukebox.
Why are you going to move into an apartment with a bullet hole in the damn wall
was
that you cover up with a Jesus picture?
Yeah.
I mean, hey, it's New York.
What you mean? Because you was all
yeah. It was
I'd
old,
be like,
it's holes everywhere.
I'd be like, before I move in here, why not hawk up this bullet hole?
Janae. Or they
and it'd be like, and it'd be like, cool. We'll move somebody else in for this cheap $800 a month rent.
Well, or they already had the Jesus picture up there, and she didn't ever see it.
If the Jesus picture was up there, there would be a bullet that went through the Jesus picture. Let's just be honest.
Yeah. Well, it was good. I liked the Jesus picture. It was good.
What, Timmy?
I mean, man. I mean, Latasha covering up that hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was rough. Yeah.
All while looking at
and going
this,
off of her
girl. I'm gonna call her a girl. All while looking at this girl.
Lady, can she not be a lady?
That been messing with your husband.
Yeah, this
really been your husband in a long time.
That's her husband.
She ain't been together.
It don't matter. She was just covering up with him, and he just tried to get in the bed with her last episode. That's your husband.
But he wasn't trying to get in there like that. I don't think. I think he was just trying to get sleeping on a bed in general.
Nah, that wasn't going down.
He was gonna tap the ass.
That
was
because
he was gonna tap the ass.
Because that's
why. Whole time say
he gonna try to sneak it in. No, a little bit.
See, what do y'all think they trying to pin Lobos on right now? Like, who they think they trying to pin it on? You trying to?
I don't know, but
that's
I
a good one.
Because they haven't tried to release who they. Who did old boy say he never said who he thought it was?
I think he's going to end up killing himself. I think it's going to be a situation where they find out.
Who?
I think he was going to flip it on the other dude. I think he's going to flip it on the dude that he's like, that they got that file on. He's like, yeah, we know everything you did. I wonder if he was going to put it on him.
After Ghost.
He didn't say. That's what it is. You think it is? They looked at that like that dude was doing some gay stuff. Really? Is that what it was? That's what I took from that. They was like, we know everything you did. He was like, oh, you saw that. Because they were talking about extracurricular activities. Right, but I mean, I thought maybe she was gay porn or something. Like, she knows his wife or something. Maybe like gay porn. He wasn't married. He did gay porn, y'all. He was some gay something.
Wow, you saw that. I can see him killing himself too, though. Shout out to that boxer that said claimed that he didn't do gay porn and everything, that he got drugged to do it.
Oh yeah, that's bad.
A few months back.
Nah.
Yeah, it was a boxer. He used to be the middleweight champion. He was got his name. Y'all listeners, the listeners know who I'm talking about.
He ended up admitting that he did it,
but he said he got it because he didn't think it was gonna come out, and then it came out. It was Pound Raw or something like that. .com.
Pound Raw, like poundandraw.com,
and it was like three dudes running the train on him.
Oh, hell no.
A boxer?
Yeah.
No.
But he claimed that, he's claimed that they drugged him, and then they put him back on the train with $10,000 in his pocket or something like that.
Oh, damn.
He said he thought he was doing a regular porn or whatever.
With women?
Yeah, it was a stupid, But then he's like,
But they had penises.
He said that when he got there, they drugged him. They gave him a drink and they No, he said they gave him a drink and they drugged him. And then the next thing he wake up, he on the train. Yeah, he woke up, he was on the train.
He was getting trained.
Yeah, but he was getting trained.
He was getting trained on the train?
Yeah, shout out to my homegirl Nikki, that's an investigator. She actually watched the video. She said he got trained.
You know good and well she get on you for saying her name on here.
I ain't say her last name.
Okay.
Yeah. She's an investigator. She's like, yeah, I saw it, man. She's like, he got trained around. She's an agent.
Wow, so that's what's like, up.
She's like, yeah, that dude ain't getting off. He ain't gonna better get nobody for that. Because he's trying to sue them. And then they sued him back like, hell no. Nah, we got your consent from this piece of paper where you wrote your consent. Like, you know, you had to write y'all an application, you know. You probably do have to sign a whole bunch of stuff doing gay porn. No, this not even just gay porn. Porn period.
They're recording and getting money off of it. Yeah.
Wow.
So y'all think it's gone. You think it was gay stuff? You think it was something gay?
Mm-hmm.
Gay porn.
Is not to say that anything gay.
No. We just saying that he didn't want that out there.
But
I think what they did was they did that because he was talking all that mess about everybody else's extracurricular activities. So they was like,
They said you got the most.
Right, the most.
Sitting on my dude.
They said everything? He was like, everything. Yeah. Damn.
That's why I thought it was something that was like.
Oh, I thought he was just on some perverted, like torture chamber type stuff with chicks and stuff, you know.
If it was like that, something that was like
some S&M.
It was had a foulish or something.
I'm talking about S&M where they wearing the masks and stuff, you know, and all that stuff.
It was just gay.
Yeah. No, that's pretty.
Especially if it's between him and a woman, they could care less.
They wouldn't care. It was just some gay stuff.
Y'all think the dude might gonna commit suicide the last episode?
The Lobos dude?
Yeah. No, the higher agent, they were like,
you've been on the Lobos case for 12 years and they ain't solved this case yet. They are like the worst task force ever.
They are.
Everybody's horrible, man. They horrible drug dealers, horrible FBI agents. If I wish I could live in that society where these people are that dumb.
How about that chick that told Angela that she needed to use her assets to get herself a judge's position or whatever because it wasn't going to last for her for that long. She sounded like she was real mad because people used to look at her and hit her on her booty.
And she ain't even cute though.
Maybe she used to be.
She might have
a lot better when she. I mean, she looked a lot younger when she let down her hair in the next episode.
That's true. She did.
Yeah, she was trying to flirt with Ghost.
So, tell me about you and Miss Valdez. What do y'all think about
Tommy coming through with the money for Ghost? For you can get that other close.
Is that where he got it from?
That was a cash check that Tommy. Because remember at first Tommy was like, I ain't messing with you. Like you gonna go with that money on your own. And then he gave him the cashier's check.
When did he give him the cashier's check?
He gave it to Tasha, and that's when she pulled up the thing. He gave it to Tasha. And then Tasha gave it to him.
And that's when she started talking about how...
And then she was like, what is this? What is it going on?
Yeah, because remember he had the money. Tommy came through with the money for him.
Yeah, Tommy going to be mad too, man, coming
Tommy
up.
Tommy came through, but then Tommy found out that Holly was pregnant, that Ghost knew and Ghost didn't say nothing. But yeah, I think she was already dead.
But she don't know, she don't know she's dead, though. So I'd be like, dude, I ain't telling her she was dead, though. Dang.
Yeah,
right. I mean, I was like, I ain't told her she was dead though. Because at first time he thought she was new, she thought she was dead. Now she off in Ohio and he's like, oh well Ghost didn't tell me that, you know.
And then she talking about him being pregnant. Now he may be thinking that Ghost may have known that she was pregnant.
But that don't matter though, because he wasn't even fucking with Ghost, and he
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
But you, I mean,
oh, they having too much fun downstairs.
Yeah, nah, it's deep, man. Tommy, he's off his rocker a lot.
A lot. He's sitting there going every day to have drinks with Holly in her grave.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't understand Milan. Like, so he was like, what was the dude's name?
No, he got mad because that priest, he's supposed to kill that priest.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
he told the priest to just stop selling to the Albanians. Okay. And he was supposed to kill him. Now he was supposed to kill him. That's why he got his ass whooped. He was supposed to kill him. He was like, I told you to kill him.
Y'all know I don't. My vision isn't that good.
He can't read the subtitles and stuff yet.
I couldn't read that. Art, you were supposed to read that for me.
There was no closed captions.
There was closed captions when he was like, he didn't kill the priest or something, probably. That had to be what happened. I don't know. But my thing is, he was like, nah, he's like, why you want to die? Oh, it must be about that woman. He was like, nah, your life is ahead of you. It's going to be great with having like nobody around you. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's what I'm saying, man. They need to get Tasha to get a new boyfriend that's going to be named James.
We working. What, babe?
Finish one.
Huh?
We got the kid break going on.
Finish one.
No, go back downstairs and make sure the Xander's cool, okay? All right. All right.
All right.
So y'all think that this Milan thing is kind of whack, though.
Yeah, it's kind of just thrown in the, you know, it's just kind of like we need some more shit.
It's not thrown in. They just wanted to kill Lobos, and so since they wanted them to kill Lobos, what happened was
Lobos' contract was only for five.
I'd rather had them white boys across the street that had their club that had I'd rather had them been on some crooked stuff.
They wasn't no
killers. No, but it'd be really dope if it was somebody above them. That was like big or something like.
They had to have it be dude.
I'm still trying to find out what's going on with Catherine. Like, what is her role? What is her thing? The club lady.
She owns hotel.
Hotel, club, whatever. And then
why is Milan that he stole them clothes from?
I don't, maybe. But then why is Milan so pressed on wanting to sell out of the hotels and out of the clubs?
He just wanted to ruin.
He just wanted to ruin whatever he got. Yeah.
He want everything and then kill him. He want to use him for what he got.
Yeah, and I'm going to be to sell high amounts at the clubs, ruin your name, ruin whatever you got on, and I'm back to Serbia, where the fuck I'm going to go after this.
Yeah, and then I'm going to kill you and probably your whole family anyway it go.
Dude, I mean, he's been getting set up from the beginning because that girl was one of his servers.
I know.
And Truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She had been working there for a minute.
Yeah, and then she came out missing. He actually cared enough to go looking for her.
Yeah. This is like last season. I'm like, dude, you are the dumbest drug dealer ever.
Ever. I mean, he let the kingpin of the dude work for him and get know all his information.
Why you didn't know what the dude Vladimir, his cousin, or whoever looked like?
Anything.
You just killed the Russian. How come you don't?
And
you,
then I'm like, they talking about this
motherfucker.
Yeah,
they talking about right.
You feel me?
Tommy was like, do you eat people for real? I'm like, you knew all that, but you didn't even want to know what he looked like. But you know he eat people for breakfast?
Yeah, for breakfast. It's a little concerning.
It's real concerning.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, he's the dumbest drug dealer.
So how Tommy gonna feel about that ass whooping he just took?
Tommy ain't feeling. He still. He be mad. They ain't kill him.
Yeah, he wanna die.
He wanna die. Put his girlfriend on him.
Give him some of that Texas tea and some poontang.
Yeah.
He'll be alright. Jukebox girlfriend.
Ooh, he might hook up with Jukebox girlfriend.
That's what I'm saying.
Nah, I ain't even thinking about
that. And some Texas tea.
Remember,
and some poontang.
Kanan's cousin.
And some coffee. And then look.
Exactly.
He'll upgrade it to some coke. No. Tommy gonna upgrade it to some coke.
Okay, stop
fuck
it.
Fuck that little Texas tea. We gonna upgrade
it.
You to coke, baby.
How many episodes ago was this?
Three or four?
Oh, it's 3-4 left.
Y'all
thought it was 2 left.
Don't do
that.
3-4 left. No, two
y'all,
left.
Y'all still but, talking about this.
Yeah, man. I thought she got to come back. She was
because
cute.
Her boobs were bigger than Angela's.
No, she was cute. She had sex appeal.
That's the problem.
She wasn't really
cute. Lex, her boobs were bigger.
She was cute, though. You only saw her barefoot and pregnant, basically, in the crib, though, or whatever. You know, the style was barefoot with the shoes. You know, put her in some regular outfit. You might be right. Yeah. Look, watch when she come in the club though with Tommy. You're gonna be like, damn, you was right. Like I told you,
you know what?
And then she gonna be doing coke in the bathroom with Tommy. They gonna be right.
If Ghost would have just let Tasha continue to like come to the clubs and stuff and like pop bottles and like do books and stuff there, he would not be in any of the trouble that he's in right now. Because she would have been happy because she still would have felt like she deserved to be there and needed her and he needed her, you know, whatever. He just messed this whole thing up. Messed it up with Tommy, messed up with Tasha. Tasha and Tommy still feel like they together, united, but everybody against him. Because he wanted a new piece of whatever. From when he was 16.
Listen, well, he should have got a girl in D.C. Jukebox girlfriend. He should have went to Jukebox girlfriend.
Everybody needs
She's good. The key to everything.
He said Jukebox girlfriend.
He's like, I'm just saying.
She needs more sexy. That's what they're trying to say.
Why we ain't advocate for her?
Yeah, I mean, I would, you know, I think that.
Oh, why don't we advocate for Jukebox? I like Anika Noni Rose.
I like, yeah, I like her role too. Yeah, she dope.
Won't she come on there and holler?
She should do some more stuff too.
She's probably still want to mess with dudes probably here and there.
You should stop talking.
What are you talking about?
What
y'all thinking about Ghost and his son and everything, though? Ghost and his son.
Oh, his son needed to have his behind.
Nah, he should have got a whooping.
No, stay downstairs, you guys. We'll be done in a minute.
Yeah, he should have got a whooping.
You should have got a
I don't know how you whoop a 15-year-old kid.
When he said your side bitch, though, like.
But see, you know, that's from kids being too privileged around here.
Because
ain't no way I'm 15-year-old. Yeah, ain't no way. I don't care what my daddy did. I'm going to disrespect
him. Or I'll be like, your lady friend. You might say your lady friend. Yeah. Was that your side bitch?
Yeah, I done seen my dad. You know what? He wasn't the perfect most. But I would never disrespect him like that. Yeah. That's just some privileged kids that need a whooping, a couple more whoopers.
Yeah. So I just wonder, man, like, as a man, though, like, what do you do, though? You kind of ain't been in the crib, though. Yeah, because you ain't been in the crib, though. Yeah. So it's kind of on
you,
though.
I mean, because he kind of been neglecting him.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And he still, I mean, he got so much, he got problems, man.
Ghost got
problems. Issues, bro.
Man, he got problems. Ghost still got problems.
I mean, he, that man
can't
sleep.
That's the problem. Ghost still got problems. He can't even focus on nothing.
No, he can't focus on nothing. I mean, this whole show.
Hey, dude, dreams is fucked up.
I mean, the only thing he had happy in his whole life was Angela. And that's gone.
That was terrible. Oh, that's the only thing he had happy.
Everything else was I'm talking about this point right now before. I mean, he had all these problems.
Angela was his problem. She created all the problems.
But he made her at least feel like he was getting some sexing.
Yeah.
They had dreams and aspirations, even though it was
pipe dreams. He should have let her transfer like she wanted to. Remember last year, she was talking about, I think I'm going to transfer.
He sure said
he should have been like, and then they transfer to Boston.
But he tried to use
it. No, and you should just went to Boston, though. How come to Boston?
They should have been back and forth if that's what he was going to do.
No.
I don't know. I'm just mad that he was back inside of that house when whatchamacallit decided he wanted to come over there. Like, what is you doing?
You know when Ghost realized he had a bunch of problems? When Milan was in his crib, he's like, I'm fucked up.
Yeah. I know his face was like that.
His face was like, I can't, I'm losing.
I'm losing. Hey, you ain't lying. His face didn't look like I'm on the low end of what going on.
Like, yeah, this is definitely
like I'm bad. I'm out there bad. I'm out there bad.
I can't do it.
Cause he looked and then he looked and saw old girl was there. He's like, oh man, I'm just. Oh, missed it. Then he found out Kanan thing. No, he's go like he may go crazy though.
When he find out that Kanan is back, I think he really might.
Like that's what I'm saying. He just got too many problems.
Tasha told Angela though that she was nothing more than a midlife crisis.
That's fucked up.
That sound like a direct Janae quote. When I heard it, I was like.
You ain't nothing, but that's why I like Tasha.
I fuck with Tasha too.
I feel like Tasha is the one that I relate with the most.
Who did you say it first?
Tasha.
Oh, yeah.
She's always said Tasha.
I always said Tasha. That's the one I relate with the most.
I like Tasha.
I relate to Jamie, but he just is the dumbest nigga.
Kanan. I mean, aside from the mama killing the shit, I mean,
and his son killing
his son. Aside from all the murder,
which is 80% of Kanan.
I mean, because he got a don't can't stop won't stop mentality.
It's get rich don't die trying.
He resilient. It's get rich or die trying. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
I don't even know what to feel about you feeling like
with Kanan.
Like with Kanan.
Okay, well then Ghost. How you feel about that?
Well, he a punk.
Nah, he ain't a punk. He just not intelligent.
He a punk.
He's not intelligent.
He's
very easy
intelligent.
For him to get.
But
vagina.
That's the one thing. No, man.
I need him like to bang out like a waitress or something and get over this, man.
That's not
get
right.
out of here, man. Go. You gotta go. He gotta go to baseline.
All he needs is another woman problem.
He don't need a woman problem. He just needs some other side change though to get it out the way though. I need to go flatline. I need to stop messing with you, Tasha. I need to stop using with you, Angie.
Look here,
you waitress here though. You gonna be my petri dish. That's what it is, though, right now. And it's boom.
Oh my
And because I got to focus in on what's going on.
That waitress ain't working for Milan, too.
I mean,
that might be true. And I might get her pregnant, so that'll be all messed up.
Oh, Lord.
Damn, man, you made it even worse now, Janae.
Yes, yeah. Y'all don't think all together. It's all you just proved.
Exactly. No. I mean, yeah. But
they think that.
But I mean, I made sure she's black, though. Like, they ain't infiltrated black people yet. Am I right?
Were they just sitting inside a ghost living room?
With but no, but, I'm telling, but they have not wife. Infiltrated. I've not seen one person work for them serves that is black. I might have to go back to the hood, though, and get my black people in my back again. Because that's the only way I can trust anybody black.
Canaan.
No. Canaan. That'd be some crazy shit.
If Canaan and ghost team up.
That'd be some crazy shit.
That'd be dope.
Now, that's interesting.
Since Tommy's so off his rocker, I don't know. Because Ghost's like out there right now. Like, he don't got nobody.
The only person he can trust is black people, though. It's my whole point.
It seemed like Milan kind of like Tommy. He can't trust nobody white. Right now, so I don't know.
He can't trust nobody white.
There ain't no way that Ghost can ever can't trust nobody.
Okay, go back to Harlem. Where you from? There's Let me no... see if the Vladimir and them connected on the south side of Harlem. I guarantee they ain't.
Go back
you
to
go them. Over there and grab a couple of them homeboys over there. I got some security too. We rolling with them too.
Dude, is Kanan and Ghost going to look?
Why would they? Low. There's no way that Ghost would go back with him after he done killed Sean in cold blood.
And Ghost Mama.
Yeah.
Was that Ghost Mama that he killed?
I don't know.
No, I think there was a lady. I think it was just a lady living in an apartment that they
she,
didn't get
it was up. Bad for her. She was in that spot.
Yeah. Man,
with them groceries.
Yeah, right. She at that time. And that's how her life ended. Yeah.
What being time? Suffocated by a crazy person.
They say Jesus lives or Jesus.
That you thought was trying
Jesus
to help
love,
you.
Exactly. That you just was going to let you see your
I mean, you ain't going ain't no way I'm going to see Canaan ass and have had that food help me with no
my
groceries.
My thing is, why don't you go back to hood, get one little nuck, give him $5,000, and this dude walk up out of here, though, could ride by and pop him.
I mean, if I was Ghost, I would have just popped Milan and popped that chick right there.
No. You need to have it be somebody outside so it wasn't look like...
Because
because his network is so big, though. You can't have it. People think that it was you that did it. Because if he gets popped, his network is still big enough for all them dudes that's all over the city and over everywhere.
Which is why he's
but they don't know what to do.
Because he cared his brother.
Shoot. Yeah.
They don't know what
but I'm saying, I got a little nuck from where I'm from, the south side of where I'm from. He rolled by spray... I might even take a bullet.
Even if
let me take, I might even jump and take a bullet in the side, just to be like, oh, we all got hit.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it
and it was Canaan.
Even if
and I put it on Canaan after I found Canaan alive. I'm like, is this guy named Canaan? He's trying to get us all.
Canaan. I feel it. Canaan.
You want help me get Canaan?
Canaan.
You paralyzed right now because of Canaan.
Oh man, this is deep, man. What else? What did we not hear? What did we not hear?
Everything pretty much, right? Tommy getting beat up. Did y'all think he was going to die for real?
No, Tommy can't die.
You sure? I was kind of thinking that he might not make it through the rest of the season.
Well, you know the reason why I knew that he didn't die? Because I hadn't heard anything about it.
You ain't seen nobody?
Yeah, ain't nobody said nothing or nothing
oh,
like this.
Oh, no. You ain't seen nobody? Oh, no. Y'all got to watch Power, man. This is
Yeah.
Choose which one I want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Once again, who you think on that this week?
I think the Asian Mike gonna go ahead and kill himself. I think Mike gonna knock himself out. I think he gonna be sitting. I think they gonna like he gonna be like damn near. They say we know it's you type shit. He gonna be sitting in his office thinking about getting the death penalty.
No, but even worse than what if Angela fuck him though? Then he gonna be messed up.
You think Angela gonna fuck him?
I can see him. I can see that happening. That's what makes Mike commit suicide.
She just
because then cause no see, no reason is that he gonna see her to call her Jamie though after she fuck him. Then you'll go emotional overload.
Are y'all talking about Greg?
Greg.
No, I'm talking about Mike.
Mike, which one is Mike?
Mike, the head dude, the one that really is the connect.
I'm talking about Greg.
Oh, no.
I
don't think he gonna kill himself, but yeah, I feel what you're saying.
Yeah. She fucked Greg, and then Greg see her, them in the car though, talking about not to get back together, but like, how we gonna get out of this, like,
hell no.
Dirty hoe.
I'm gonna kill myself.
Oh,
my
gosh.
What was his name?
Mike. I think Mike gonna knock himself off. Just on some, he can't take the pressure.
Because you still got old boys sitting out there. The one Locos dude still sitting out there.
Yeah.
What's
the one that was expecting the receiver?
The one that was waiting.
Yeah.
So he's still sitting out there.
Yeah.
Because he trying to act like, do you think he wanted Lobo's dad though?
Who?
The guy.
Mike. Is that Mike?
No. He didn't want to be.
Hell no. That was his boss.
Yeah.
And he probably.
No, but he was. Like the woman said a lot. Time breeds contempt. Remember, he was talking a lot of shit to him, talking about, you better do this shit and do. Remember, he had been talking shit to him for a couple of episodes hard.
Yeah. Mm. don't know.
They're going to do some fucked up shit. He's going to work from a lot too.
The reason that he was working for Lobos, though, is because Lobos was getting all that. I mean, he was probably paying him a bunch, like giving him all that bread to do whatever. Mm-hmm. So he probably feels some type of way because of that. But he's probably happy to not have to worry about doing that shit no more.
He ain't happy. Mm-hmm. He going to get somebody, somehow, some way, that dude going to die. Because his plan failed. Either what was his name? Caesar, whoever. Milan's, Caesar. Whatever the guy, the one over Milan. I mean, the one over Lobos.
Yeah.
I forgot his name. I forgot the guy.
Where the fuck is Ruiz?
He went back to protective custody. He's not. He,
so
I'm,
we
I'm,
gone.
Yeah, he back up.
Ruiz is like.
All right, Janae, who you think my partner, man?
Fuck.
Well, it ain't gonna be Kanan who I want to.
I think it's gonna be the dude.
You can't kill
Kanan? It's gonna be the FBI dude with the little porn fetish.
You think what now?
The FBI dude with the porn fetish or the whatever they had on him with the full book. I think he gonna die. Mm-hmm. Because maybe Greg gonna think he flipped on him or something and Greg gonna end up killing him.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Lexi?
I already told you, I want Kanan to die.
Oh, I mean, yeah, no, who you die. Want again? To die, but who you think is going to die, that's a different thing.
I want Kanan to die. I don't think
I want Kanan to die.
I don't think Tommy's going to last through season 4.
I think
he's going to die before the season actually ends. In other words, I don't think he's going to make it through the end, to the end of the show's seasons.
Interesting.
That's the feeling I got today, I'm just saying.
Arthur Sherman.
I already said Mike.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with Greg, man. I just see him falling.
Is that his assistant at the club?
Greg is Angie's old boyfriend that turned
the dude that was stalking her.
He the fuck boy that
the FBI agent that almost got killed last week. It was the inside job.
If he was gonna die, he'd have died.
Thing, why was them motherfuckers talking about that tracker? Like, anybody that you transport don't got a tracker on them.
Yeah.
Come on now.
But they know
the first thing you're going to do is you're going to strip somebody and look for their... They're like, that's the first thing
they do. And the only testimony they got is Greg. So, he like, you probably was, though.
That's the first thing you're supposed to do.
Right.
Just like when Angela was asking all them questions, the first thing that Ghost did was throw that bitch down and look for a wire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the first thing you should do. That's the first thing you should
do. Hell yeah. Bitch, why you coming in my spot after I broke up with you? Accusing me of all these questions. And accusing me of shit. Mm. I don't fucking know you. Let me see your wire.
Where is it at?
It's somewhere. And you know, they can wire people now, like through hair. They can do all types of
shit. Oh, no, wiring is real right now.
I mean,
now.
It's a serious business.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Once again, everybody can let everybody know where to hit everybody up at. Lexi, you don't want nobody to contact you?
Nope.
Art?
You find me on Instagram, Mr. Shivers 3. Facebook, Arthur Shivers the third.
Please, somebody send me my own email, the same as Art got his. At Janae, sweetie pie.
Just stunning on you like you don't want to do it. This is what did she talk about? Remember this side? She talking about she gonna take over my network. Yeah. Like she was like, gonna shine.
At Janae, I'll shine. Sweetie pie. You can find me there on Instagram or on Twitter or just Janae Wallet. Alexia and Janae are about to take over Straight Out of Cash.
It's gonna put it out there.
It's permission.
Yeah, I think that's some bullshit. I think
we won't take it over, but we need an all female. I mean, you said you need a female.
Yeah,
show.
Yeah, no, I'm cool with y'all doing the show. Sure. Y'all just ain't gonna shine my show. I put a stop on it. Y'all show be coming out.
I don't know.
They're like, what's up?
I don't know.
Remember back in the day when it was on sitcoms when they really didn't like it and they just start changing your time slot.
Yeah.
Y'all supposed to come on Tuesdays. I put it on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Maybe the next week I put it on Monday.
Think about from whence your ideas come while you bouncing them off
what
at home.
What you would like to hear.
I'm just saying.
If Jane and Alexia were to do a show, what would you guys like to hear? About. Would you guys like to have us do another television show? You know, recap? Would you like to hear about relationship stuff? What would you like to hear? Just email us.
No.
Or me. As long as nobody asks Art no questions.
Hater. Something like a hater, man.
Just kidding, famous. Just kidding. We appreciate your question.
All right. We appreciate everybody. We see everybody next week. Peace.